Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's always a joy to talk to Phil Sims. He, of course, an analyst for the NFL on CBS, and you can catch him Sundays throughout the season on the NFL Today. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, guys. I'm doing, pretty average. That's just the way life is now. That's all I can expect.
Well, there's so much to go over. I thought it was very interesting yesterday. Tom Brady was on his radio show on WEEI, and
right.
He said that pro football is more glorified college football, that the changes, removing some of the physical aspects of the game, means that it's now just kind of a space game where you're running more college plays than ever before. I agree with him. What do you take out of that?
Yes, it is, except it's done much better. And, they're taking these ideas, and, coaches are always looking for new ways. And I see a group of plays that work one year, and then they can't do anything the following year. So they adapt the defenses to some degree. But there's no question spacing, the smaller wide receiver going in motion and moving, and all the misdirection sideways gets the defense what? It spreads them out, and it makes the throws down the field easier. It's amazing. I sit there on Sundays, and it's hard to watch the games. I have to start watching the games really on Monday because there's so much going on. But guys will catch the football, and I'll go, where is the defense? There's nobody even anywhere near him. And it's amazing. And we didn't see that 5 years ago. And it really, but again, the creativity, I don't know who's more important on a football team, the quarterback or the offensive coordinator. And I know you need skill, but the offensive coordinators are taking a lot of pressure off of offensive lines with all the play calls, all the misdirection. What are we going to do? Get rid of it quick. Oh, now we're going to hold it. And it really kind of confuses and makes it rough on defensive linemen getting after the quarterback. And we're seeing extraordinary numbers, and it's a different game than I played, that's for sure.
It's a great week to make that point because the rookie quarterbacks going 4-0 last week had as much to do, I think, with their coaching as much with their execution.
Absolutely. Listen, you look at first Baker Mayfield's in a good situation, has a good offensive line, he has a good play caller and designer in Todd Haley, and Baker Mayfield is throwing the ball tremendous. Now Josh Rosen and Josh Allen, hey, baby, good luck, guys. I don't know what to tell you. O-lines are – I told Josh Allen last week on the show, I went, and my advice to Josh Allen today is don't wear one flak jacket, wear two, because it's going to be rough again. And they go, oh, his numbers – neither one is going to have numbers because they're playing in really, really adverse situations. So, but the rookie quarterbacks, as I've said before – and I said on our show weeks ago, just get used to it. There's going to be a crop come into the NFL every year. And the quarterback position is stronger than ever in the history, I think, maybe. Well, a lot has to do with the style of play, but it's as good as it's ever been in the NFL, that's for sure.
Phil, have to give you credit. A month ago, before the season started, you came on, you went out, and you said, when I look at the Chicago Bears, I see no weaknesses, none, nowhere on the field. And look what's happened. So in that context, how surprised are you what the Bears have done in the first month or so, and what do you expect? Can they sustain it?
Well, if you talk enough, sooner or later you're going to be right. And that's me. I just keep throwing it out there, and, I tell everybody about the good things I say and all the – forget about all that other dumb stuff I say. Like the Giants. I mean, the Giants, we have to pick games. I swear to you, I pick them wrong every week. And usually I do. I go, I'm going to go with them. But whatever. But, looking at the Bears, I did believe that before the season. And Khalil Mack, it just shows you what – when I look at teams, I judge a lot of things, of course, but I always say to somebody, okay, how are they going to win the game? Tell me, how are they going to win it? Who's the star that's going to win the game? because that's what it comes down to so many times. You got to have a group of stars when it's all on the line. One of them's going to make a play. Take the Rams when they played the Vikings on that. Was that a Monday night football game or a Sunday night? And it's a high-scoring affair. Both offenses are destroying the other defense. But who won the game? Oh, and Ndamukong Suh hits the quarterback, and then next thing you know, Aaron Donald sacks the quarterback, strip ball, game over. And the same thing happens on the offensive side. You've either got to have a receiver, running back, or the quarterback's got to be spectacular or something like that to win the games for you. And now Khalil Mack being on the defensive side changes everything, I think, for their football team and especially their defense.
You know, there was a big deal made about Drew Brees passing Peyton Manning and all that. They buried the lead, though, because 5 weeks into this season, he's completed 77.9% of his passes right now. That's the highest completion percentage in the history of the league 5 games into a season. It's extraordinary when you have a guy that can complete. He's 78% of his passes, Phil.
Well, experience is great. He's still basically the same player that came in the league physically, which is a great credit to him. And the other thing is he is with one of the all-time great offensive coordinators in the history of the league, Sean Payton. Now, you watched that game, and I think the Washington Redskins have a pretty good defense. But there they are, and there are guys catching the football who are not even covered. And you see, you go, where's the defense? And then I watched the tape of the game, and I go, oh, that's what happened. You know, the deception was so great, and some of those throws down the field were so wide open because they set it up, they gave them a formation, or they gave them a sequence of routes that the defense was not ready for, and that's why you saw these wide-open touchdowns. And Sean Payton, you know, he doesn't really think that's Drew Brees out there throwing the quarterback. He thinks it's him. You know, he does. And I really mean this. This is how he would play quarterback if he was quarterback. He would have this offense that makes the quarterback think, lots of options, double plays called all the time and everything. Because Sean Payton was a quarterback. I think he played over in Europe for a year or so.
He was a spare bear.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, he was a spare bear, yeah.
Yeah, I actually saw some film of it, and it was a good decision going to coaching. but just seeing all that, my son, Matthew, who played in the NFL for a few years, he was at camp or one of their camps for 3 days, and they brought him down, and he ended up signing with the Falcons. But I said, Matt, this is going to be the greatest 3 days in your football career. And he goes, you think, really? So he calls me after the first night, and he goes, Dad. I said, yes, son. He goes, it's unbelievable. I mean, they're ballers here. And Sean Payton, I never threw so many passes in a practice in my life, and it was it. Everybody was open. Every play we're trying to score. It's just, and I said, well, you know what I tell you? You know, I do know some things here. And so it was a great experience for him, but that kind of tells you about Sean Payton, the way they practice. They love coaching. And they coach hard, really hard, and it shows when you watch their football team play.
So how do you see the NFC North unfolding? The Vikings defense not as great maybe as we thought, the Packers offense struggling and injured, and the Lions kind of being unpredictable.
Yeah, you know, I look at the Vikings, and what would scare me there's a couple of things. The defense is not near what it was. Or not near, but it struggled a little bit. But Kirk Cousins, the only reason they're 2-2-1 is because of Kirk Cousins. He is hanging in there, and he is absolutely striping the football all over the field. And, shoot, I'm drawing a blank now. They just beat the Eagles, yes. He made so many plays against the Eagles. And, you know, Kirk Cousins is one of those guys that everybody hates. And, oh, he can't win the big game. You know, all those, let's just get the list of cliches. You know, when it's knee-jerk, you can't do it at the end. Whatever it is, he's playing great. But I do see weaknesses there. And not because I'm on with you guys, but I definitely think right now the Bears, without question, is the best team in that division.
What do you think of the quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky?
Well, I think he needed that game against the Buccaneers. And, you know, I'm sure he's going, God, I wish we had the Buccaneers 3 or 4 times a year. But that's not how it goes. Their defense, oh, my gosh. You know, even the coach, Matt Nagy, must have went, man, okay, they're going to play this. We're going to know what they do every play, and he could design plays to go against what he knew was coming. I mean, there's no guesswork. But Mitchell Trubisky, that was a good game. He has his moments, but it's just a league. It's unforgiving. The honeymoon's over. And when it's there, you can't miss him. And so I would just say that about him. But the numbers are great, all that stuff, and he's going to have to play really well for this team to go ahead and have a chance to – I think they have a chance to really compete big time when it comes to the playoffs if they get there. And Mitchell Trubisky is going to have to be part of it.
Phil, you're the best. Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
Guys, you have a great day.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Yep. That is Phil Simms, a CBS NFL analyst.
Who saw this coming.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.